day, no less. But I fear for my soul if I don't confess.
Not to worry. The Lord never rests, and neither does his church.
But he rests on Sundays, doesn't he?
What seems to be the matter, Mrs. Adrian?
I have done no wrong so grievous that the guilt of it haunts me every waking moment and disturbs me in my sleep with regret of what I've done.
What is it, Mrs. Adrian? Tell me.
This past Tuesday, I wished my employer ill, and then he became ill and died.
What rubbish. I'm her only employer.
You didn't.
I did. Have mercy on my soul. I did.
Oh, Mrs. Adrian.
I know I should have kept my temper, but I'm only a housekeeper and not a wealthy one. Though I work like a very beaver trying to keep his house clean. So when he upbraided me for using too much soap on the floorboards and took the cost of the extra scrubbing out of my salary, I lost all patience.
What did you do?
I looked him dead in the eye and said, yes, I will, sir. Right away, sir. May the Lord, sir, bless and keep you. And the sooner the better!
I remember that. It happened 2 days ago.
And it was not 2 days later that tragically his heart stopped for no earthly reason. And I knew it was my doing for speaking ill of him in God.
That is a grave transgression.
I know it.
But it is good that your conscience troubles you. If it did not, I should be the more concerned.
I should not have let him get to me. But Mr. Marley can be such a trial.
Mr. Marley. Jacob Marley.
Aye, you know him, Reverend?
I have just now come from being robbed at his graveside by his partner, Ebenezer. The two of them hold the mortgage on this church. And last week, before he died, your Mr. Marley foreclosed on it.
Oh, my.
He repossessed the church. God is being evicted from his church.
God ought to have kept up his house payment.
If that man is dead now, I promise you, his passing is no tragedy. It's an act of divine retribution, my word on it.
Oh, my.
Good riddance.
Reverend.
If he is roasting in the fiery pits of a place I cannot mention, in the presence of God and mixed company, 'tis a gentler fate than he deserves. May his unholy spirit linger forever in perpetual damnation. His wretched spirit writhing in unspeakable torment. From now till the death of eternity.
Thank you, Reverend. I feel much relieved. He was a bastard, that Mr. Marley.
Damn him!
Yes.
Damn him!
Yes.
Damn him!
Yes.
Damn him! Damn his infernal spirit.